Known for its culture and cuisine, as the home of a highly respected university and an expansive medical community, the city of Ann Arbor is also currently experiencing some political struggles. This is Lisa Berry, and I'm referring to the Ann Arbor City Council firing City Administrator Howard Lazarus by a 7-4 vote. Leading the no votes against the move is Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor, who joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. Thanks so much for sharing your time with us.
Thank you very much for letting me speak with you.
Let's begin with your overall reaction. You're not a happy man today.
I am not. The council majority removed the city administrator over my strong objection. The action is going to waste more than $275,000 of taxpayer money, and as the council majority admits, the action is entirely without cause. Because indeed, Mr. Lazarus has done nothing wrong. This is a political termination, and it's bad for the community.
Well, without cause is referring to the way that he was let go, meaning there'd be no public discussion about it? I mean, or is that technically, hey, there's no reason, we're just firing him?
It means without cause. That is to say, there is no reason for the fire. People sign employment contracts, and they are able to be terminated without cause or with cause, and their severance depends upon the nature of the firing. Without cause means that there is no legally defensible reason to affect the termination except that they wish to do so.
Some people are calling this a, quote, backdoor deal since there was no public input in the process. What do you say to that?
I would say that it has been the council's majority practice to affect backroom pressure on the administrator. The city administrator has done outstanding work during the course of his years here at the community. He's listened to absolutely everyone. He follows the rules. It's the council majority wants him to listen to them in backdoor conversations, and has expressed frustration that he follows the rules. He follows council resolutions. He follows community-developed, council-approved plans. These are his lodestars. He follows engineering principles and best practices instead of letting council members redline project planning. He has insisted that the staff be free to do their job, you know, free from aggressive micromanagement. And I believe that he was forced out today as a direct result of this integrity and strength of character.
Out of respect for you as the mayor of Ann Arbor and your allies and your approach to this, there's got to be a reason. You've not heard any actual reason. I mean, you just stated how great he was, and you're saying that's why he was let go. But that can't be the reason, can it?
The reason, as has been expressed in the council majority, believes that has articulated the city administrator doesn't listen to them. But that's simply false. The city administrator listens to everyone. He follows the rules. He follows council resolutions. The council majority wanted to affect a different policy direction. They should have come to city council and passed a resolution and worked with their colleagues to achieve that goal. They should work to develop and community-approved plans that achieve their policy goals. Here in this context, there is no smoking gun. It is as simple as that. Mr. Lazarus has done nothing wrong. Any suggestion to the contrary is false. This is a political action. The council majority was not able to control Mr. Lazarus through backdoor pressure. They were not able to affect legislative change, and so they are affecting the firing.
Fired due to politics. You would agree with that?
I believe this to be a political termination, yes.
And the timing is not great for the city either. You put out something on Facebook and listed a number of things that you're right in the middle of. You have no human resources director. You have no finance manager. The police chief is on administrative leave. Speaking of which, do you think that had anything to do with this?
No.
No. And do we have any update on what's happening with the police chief?
Not at this time.
Okay. I will respect your desire not to answer that question. So where do you go from here?
The precipitous nature of the termination, in addition to the critical absences that you've identified, also occurs as we are in the midst of negotiating with respect to the Gelman plume. Mr. Lazarus has some members of the public may not know, is a West Point graduate, a Johns Hopkins University master's graduate, all in engineering. He has a master's in environmental engineering. He worked for years supervising and coordinating engineering projects for the Army, Navy, and the EPA with extensive groundwater contamination, remediation, and hazardous waste cleanup provisions. This is the leader that the council majority has, without cause and paying $275,000 to walk away, has terminated. Where we're going from now, we will appoint a interim city administrator in fairly short order. After that, the search will begin. Typically, that would involve the drafting and approval of a job description, the identification and retention of a search firm, the working of that search, the posting of the job. The search firm would interview potential candidates, select a group of semifinalists. Those semifinalists would be presented to the administration committee or a search committee of the city council. From those semifinalists, finalists would be identified. Those finalists will come to the city of Ann Arbor. They will be interviewed by city council, by staff, by outside stakeholders. They'll meet the public, and then council will make an offer.
Due to what seems like a pretty evident political divide on the Ann Arbor City Council right now, do you anticipate this being a smooth ride or perhaps a bumpy road moving forward to find a new city administrator for the city of Ann Arbor?
With the power play, affected last night, I expect a bumpy road.
And I saw you tweet something earlier today about a possible reconsideration of Lazarus as the city administrator. Then I read he signed the termination papers, making that not possible. Where does that stand?
One of the council members voted in favor of the action in order to give them the ability to seek a motion for reconsideration if they could convince one of their another colleague to join them. I believe that to be highly unlikely. There has been, if there were a reconsideration we would need two council members. I'm sure Mr. Lazarus would require a fair bit of certainty that reconsideration, that change of heart was credible and would be enduring. But this is a contract between two parties, the city and Mr. Lazarus. If it came to pass through what I believe, unfortunately, to be an unlikely turn of events, that enough council members came to the conclusion that they wanted Mr. Lazarus back, and if Mr. Lazarus at that point consented to come back, we could affect that change. Whether that occurs or not, only time will tell.
As the mayor of the city of Ann Arbor, Christopher Taylor, what do you want to tell residents and listeners? What's your final closing statement on what's happening in city government in Ann Arbor right now?
I guess I'd say a couple of things. We have an outstanding staff. Staff comes to work every single day for the purpose of providing residents basic services and improving our community's quality of life. And the staff does an outstanding job. The action today will reduce staff's ability to affect those goals for the residents, for the members of our community. It is a day that I believe, degrades the functioning of good government in the city, and it affects a grave public error. We as a community will endure, our residents and our reputation will suffer for I believe, years to come.
Are you encouraging residents to reach out or speak out on what's going on?
I am not. I posted a statement on Facebook. It did not include a call to action. Right now, the contract is signed. Mr. Lazarus has an end date identified. If members of the public wish to speak out and contact their council members, I would encourage them to do so.
Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor, thanks so much for joining us here on WEMU.
Thanks very much.